When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはカルチャーエピソードです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a cultures episode on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone, welcome to Japan Top 10. Cultures episode number 47, all about the Shinkansen. I'm your host, Kusei.
And I'm Shana.
Today, we'll be discussing all about the Japanese Shinkansen trains. But before we get to that, we have a couple of announcements to make. Would you like to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that'll suit your company's needs.
And that's not all. We're also currently looking for an on-air host and an audio editor to volunteer and join our podcast. So if you're a fan of having fun conversations about Japanese music, or you have wicked skills with audio editing, take a look at our website at jtop10.jp/join for all the details on how to apply. So if you're a lover of Japanese music like Kuze and I, this is the perfect opportunity for you.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp, that is nola@jtop10.jp, along with song you'd like us to feature on the podcast.
And last but not least, if you're enjoying this Cultures episode, remember, you can receive the full version of this episode by becoming a Patreon donor, starting at just a dollar. Plus, you'll receive this episode without any of our announcements or interruptions, just fun commentary and the music. So check out our website at jtop10.jp/club for all the details. And with that, I guess we can jump right into the Shinkansen. So Kuze, are you familiar with the Shinkansen or the Japanese railway system?
Right, I am. Although I've never been to Japan, so I can't say that I've used one. I do see it all the time on the news or in Japanese media, so yeah.
Definitely. I think the Shinkansen's one of the most popular things that come to mind when one thinks of Japan. I remember, like, in my mind for a really long time, the modernity of Japan was so attached to the bullet train, the Shinkansen. So you and I are a little bit familiar with the Shinkansen, I suppose. But for those of you who aren't, like, did not actively nerd out about railways, let's have a quick little intro to the Shinkansen. So the Shinkansen, translated to New Main Line in Japanese and better known as bullet trains in English, are high-speed trains that were first developed in Japan in 1964 and are upheld as a symbol of Japanese technology and efficiency.
Japan's Shinkansen network connects Hokkaido to Kyushu over several lines and is known for its punctuality, safety, and comfort. Shinkansen can reach speeds of up to 320 kilometers or 200 miles per hour and depart as frequently as every 3 minutes during peak travel times.
And that's not all. The Shinkansen routes never intersect with slower local or freight trains and are separated from railway crossing. So they use an automatic train control system, which ultimately eliminates the need for trackside signal. So all tasks related to movement, track, station, as well as the schedule are networked and computerized.
The system carries an average of 1 million passengers per day, with the Tokaido Shinkansen running from Tokyo to Osaka carrying 452,000 daily passengers alone. At some stations like Tokyo, the interval between trains is as little as 4 minutes and cleaning takes only 7 minutes between groups of passengers.
So, with that said, today we'll be discussing how the Shinkansen was first developed, you know, the entire world of train culture, some travel trips, so stick around for that for everyone who's kind of hoping to get to Japan sometime this year and tick that off their bucket list. And last but not least, popular songs used in real Japan rail commercials and promotional campaigns. So now let's just jump right into the history of the Shinkansen. You can't talk about how modern and cool the Japanese railway system is now without giving it a bit of lore, you know. I think it deserves its backstory here. So Kuze, would you like to start us off on the history of one of the arguably most efficient travel methods?
Sure thing. So the Shinkansen was born as a solution to the congestion that plagued the original Tokaido line, operated by the Japanese National Railways between Tokyo and Osaka in 1955. The project was nicknamed Dangan Resha, or Bullet Train, because of the original Zero City Shinkansen speed and its nose's resemblance to a bullet.
So after obtaining partial funding from the National Diet, Chief Engineer Hideo Shima and Japanese National Railways President Shinji Sogo went to the US to borrow money from the World Bank and began construction in 1959.
They developed the 4-hour Hikari and 5-hour Kodama lines between Tokyo and Shin-Osaka in 1964. These services schedules were reworked in 1965 to shorten the journeys to 3 and 4 hours respectively. The Tokaido Shinkansen became the world's first high-speed rail line and remains one of the world's busiest.
So during the 1970s, the Shinkansen network underwent costly expansions to develop the Sanyo Shinkansen for Western Japan. So these developments were already like heavily financed with debt and came at a time when Japan was experiencing high inflation and slow economic growth. So not really the best time for expansion, but hey, look at where they are now.
Sure. And to address these issues, the Japanese government decided to privatize and divide the Japanese National Railways into the JR Group in 1987.
And the JR Railway cards may sound familiar to those who have traveled in Japan, but the JR Group, consisting of JR Central, JR West, JR Kyushu, JR East, and JR Hokkaido, operate a network of Shinkansen throughout Japan. With the exception of JR East, all are publicly traded on the Tokyo Stock Exchange.
The longest route within the Shinkansen network spans 1,300 kilometers or 810 miles between Kagoshima Chuo, or JR Kyushu, and Shin Hakodate Hokuto, or JR Hokkaido.
So there's a lot of history behind this, right? You can see that the entire Shinkansen culture and, you know, the development of these trains came, one, at a cost, but two, really kind of spearheaded a lot of the development in a really bad time in Japan, especially for them financially. But I think it was a really smart move to kind of privatize the entire system. But ultimately, it is still publicly exchanged, publicly traded. So I guess, you know, it's all in the hands of the public. But it's nice to see that the growth that came out of, I suppose, a really financially heavy time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right. Definitely. Well, now that we've discussed the history of the Shinkansen, let's now take a look at a song that's deeply entrenched within the history of trains in Japan. The Galaxy Express 999 by Go Die Go.
Shaiyuu da,
That was the Galaxy Express 999 by Godaigo, or Ginga Tetsudo 999, meaning the Galaxy Express 999. That's the official theme song for the Sanyo Shinkansen, operated by JR West.
So a chime version of this song plays during the train's departure from each stop between Shin Kobe and Hakata in the Hyogo and Fukuoka prefecture, and was introduced in 2017 to celebrate the train's 40th anniversary.
The rock band Godaigo released the song in 1979 as their 11th single. The song was featured in the Toei animated film of the same name, based on the best-selling manga Galaxy Express 999, written by Leiji Matsumoto.
So now, quick, small little break. Have you seen or read Galaxy Express 999?
I've seen like very small clips of it online because I'd heard of it and like its significance, and I was curious. So I didn't know like the theme song and the like premise of the manga.
Right.
But I didn't get a chance to explore it deeply.
Right. I will get into it in a bit because it is one of the like ultimate mecha anime slash manga out there. But before we kind of deviate a bit, The Galaxy Express 999 has been covered by Trisail, Miyavi, Mitsuko Hori, Megumi Ogata, Exile, Ali Project, Nano Wright, Main, Old Codex, Nana Mizuki, and many more Japanese artists. So, you know, this song has definitely made its rounds and is a testament to its popularity. No doubt because of the popularity of the anime as well. Without spoiling too much, this was, I think, one of the coolest shonen anime slash manga. And the manga actually won the Shogakukan Manga Award for Shonen in like sometime in the 1970s, I think. But the really fun part of this, and the reason why this ties into the lore of the Japanese like train or the Shinkansen, is because the writer, Leiji Matsumoto, was inspired to create, you know, this anime by the idea of a steam train running through the stars in a novel by Kenji Miyazawa. So, you know, there's a lot of lore being tied here, and you definitely see the automation and the train feel that comes into the entire creation of the song. And the song is about how this young boy just wants to be a mecha and, you know, just like live this indestructible life and live forever. And, you know, I think it all just ties very poetically if you look into it, into the entire running of the train system and all of that. But this song is definitely one of those solid listens. And hey, I mean, if you ever find yourself in JR West, you know what kind of chime to look out for.
Also, I know that I've said 999 and 999, but in Japanese the series is called Ginga Tetsudo 39 or 39. So just as a fun fact or some information, yeah.
And, you know, I think this is a very fun way to end this episode, this entire journey, if you will, journey on the Shinkansen, with the do's, don'ts, what to look out for, and what to listen to on your train rides to kind of hopefully motivate you to be booking your tickets to Japan and jumping on the train and exploring all that the beautiful country has to offer.
For sure. Well then, thank you for listening to this episode. And fear not, for we have a new episode coming up. Under a week from now, we will feature a cool J-rock girl group called the Tomboys. The episode will be hosted by none other than Vicky and Brinton.
So while this Shinkansen journey with Kuze and I may be ending here, never fear, because there's an other episode just around the corner. But I guess with that, your conductors for the day kind of sign off. So we will see you in another episode. Bye.
Bye. Japan Top 10.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.